Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025 on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. 63 degrees again on this Wednesday, October 8th. We're past hump day now. It's past 5 o'clock. You made it halfway through the week. It's all downhill from here, so we got this. And the months are chugging along. October 8th already, huh? Got some 30-degree weather coming at us the next two nights. Nice little chill in the air. Felt it this morning. That cool front moving in, and looks like it's really going to hit us tonight. It's down to 63 degrees now, so already starting. Lots of stuff in the National. Do you see that they arrested the individual who started the Palisades fire out in California that caused that wild, massive destruction? It's going to be an interesting trial to pin all that, because, I mean, you're talking billions of dollars of damage. And but law enforcement keeps on it and arrested someone, and we'll see where that trial goes. Could you imagine just being so callous that you carelessly started something like that that ruined the lives of thousands? Ruin the lives of thousands and a world event simply because you are a criminal looking to do damage. And look what you did. Look what you did. So we're going to follow that as that moves on. Now, one of the things, and we talk about, when we talk about the app, the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app, and we talk about all these things. You know, I often say the Google Play Store or your Apple App Store. Well, if you have an Android or Google phone, you may be in for some changes. Google's Play Store shakeup looms after a Supreme Court refuses to delay overhaul of the monopoly. Google has been insulated from the order while trying to overturn it. And the monopoly verdict, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the attempt in a decision issued 2 months ago. So it looks like there may be some changes to the Google Play Store. The Supreme Court on Monday refused to protect Google from a year-old order requiring the major makeover of its Android App Store that's designed to unleash more competition against the system, and a jury declared an illegal monopoly. The rebuff delivered in a one-sentence decision by the Supreme Court means Google will soon have to start an overhaul of its Play Store for the apps running the Android software that power most smartphones that compete against Apple's iPhone in the U.S. You'd have to wonder if iPhone is the next target, because their App Store is pretty much the same thing. Among other changes, U.S. District Judge James Donato last October ordered Google to give its competitors access to its entire inventory of Android apps and also make those alternative options available for download from the Play Store. In a filing last month, Google told U.S. Supreme Court that Donato's order would expose the Play Store's more than 100 million U.S. users to enormous security and safety risks by enabling stores that stock malicious, deceptive, or pirated content to proliferate. Google also said it faced an October 22nd deadline to begin complying with the judge's order if the Supreme Court didn't grant its request for a stay. The Mountain View, California company was seeking the protection while pursuing a last-ditch attempt to overturn the December 2023 jury verdict that condemned the Play Store as an abusive monopoly. In a statement, Google said it would continue to fight in the Supreme Court while submitting to what it believed is a problematic order. The changes ordered by the U.S. District Court will jeopardize users' ability to safely download apps, Google warned. And yet you have to wonder yourself, does Google, because of this order, intentionally leave things vulnerable for its users? And as an end user, which I'm not, I'm an Apple person, an iPhone person, basically because of its security features. You know, I went to all Macs, iPads, and iPhones is what I've always had since my flip phone day before I got the iPhone 3. You know, just talking about it the other day. iPhone 3 was my first iPhone. And before that, it was, in fact, the flip phone because I didn't want anything to do with but calls. But then, you know, the world got in the way and here we are. And even now, I mean, it's not a spoiled thing because now I carry an iPhone 10 or the XS Max, which is basically their version of a 10. So I think the phone I have now is 8 years old and the battery has its times, but it still functions the way I need it to. So there's no reason to get one of these fancy new $1,200 new phones that takes fancy pictures and does some great things. But for the most part, it does what I need it to do. So why spend the extra money? Just the way I am.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But you have to wonder here, does Google, because they're saying this is a vulnerability and security issue, do they purposely, I don't think they'll put any of their users in harm's way because that's just bad business, but enough to say, see, we told you so type thing. And you have to wonder. Google has been insulated from the order while trying to overturn the monopoly verdict, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rejected the attempt in a decision 2 months ago. In its filing with the Supreme Court, Google ordered it was being unfairly turned into a supplier and distributor for would-be rivals. Donato concluded, that's the judge, that digital walls shielding the Play Store from competition needed to be torn down to counteract a pattern of abusive behavior. The conduct and enabled Google to reap billions of dollars in annual profits, primarily from its exclusive control of payment processing systems that collected a 15 to 30% fee on in-app transactions. Those commissions were then the focal point of an antitrust lawsuit that video game maker Epic Games filed against Google in 2020, setting up a month-long trial in San Francisco federal court that culminated in the jury's monopoly verdict. Epic, the maker of Fortnite game, lost a similar antitrust case targeting Apple's iPhone App Store, even though the U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers concluded that iPhone App Store wasn't an illegal monopoly. She ordered Apple to begin allowing links to alternative payment systems as part of the shakeup that resulted in the company being held in civil contempt of court earlier this year. So it's already, Apple's already been down this road. In a post, the Epic CEO, Tom Sweeney, applauded the Supreme Court for clearing the way for consumers to choose alternate app payment choices without fees, scare screens, and friction. Although the Play Store changes will likely dent Google's profit, the company makes most of its money from digital ad networks that's anchored by its dominant search engine, Google, which we all kind of know and are used to. The pillars of the anti-internet empire that has been under attack on the other legal fronts. As part of the case brought by the U.S. Justice Department, both Google's search engine and part of its advertising technology were declared illegal monopolies as well. Federal judge in the search engine case earlier this year rejected a proposal to break up, outlined by the Justice Department, a decision that was widely seen as a reprieve for Google. The government is now seeking to break up Google in the advertising technology case during proceedings that are scheduled to wrap up with the closing arguments on November 17th in Alexandria, Virginia. So Google search engine might be going through some changes too. And it looks like the end user here is not going to see many changes as far as the Google Play Store. But you have to wonder, since safety and security of their network, the apps that are being downloaded to your phone, one of the big things about Apple and the Apple App Store is all their apps are screened into their criteria to when you put them on the phone, there's very little chance of corruption to happen. So that's a good thing for us, the end user. But if you have that monopoly on it and you could charge whatever fees you want for people to download and use payment systems, well, there's a different story there. And I do know that Apple now has several different pay methods that you could use, which apparently, reading these decisions, avoided them from being declared a monopoly here. But make no mistake, lawsuits are lawsuits and they will continue. And we will find out if Google, the search engine Google, which there are many other options. I mean, I like Google, and then you have Chrome, and then you have Safari, and you have DuckDuckGo, and there's so many different avenues you could take now to where are some better than others? Sure. Are you just more familiar with them? That's probably more the case, but we will see as we move forward with that. But if a large portion of you do have those Android phones, some people just stay away from Apple, and that's fine. That's your preference. But you may see some minor changes coming up based on this lawsuit. It's 521 here at WILK. Let me tell you about the Good Feet store located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. They make it easier than ever to feel your best. And I've had these inserts in my shoes for over 2 years now. I switch them from my sneakers to my sandals to my summer shoes, my Hey Dudes slip-ons. To wherever it goes, my boots in the winter, they fit in all. What I love about them is they're proudly made here in the USA, and they're immediately available. So you can experience the same difference that I did today with a free test walk. So why wait to feel better? You could visit them at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 across from the Olive Garden. Call them at 570-534-0980. Or check them out online at goodfeet.com because you're not going anywhere without Good Feet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.